Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fourth chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud says, let's back up. We've been talking about Peah, Shicha, and Leket, which are the corners of the field and the forgotten sheaves, and I've been saying the gleanings. I haven't explained what exactly Leket is, because now the Mishnah is going to. Basically, leket is dropped ears that have been gleaned and they've fallen, and now the owners don't pick them up. They are left for the poor. The next couple of Mishnayos in this chapter and in the next, we'll be talking more about leket, and we're going to start now with a definition as to what that is. Mishnah Yud begins, Ezehu leket. What is leket? Hanosher b'shas haktzira, that which remains in the time of the harvesting. Katzer malo yado, talash malo komtso, if a person harvests a handful, or if he plucks a fistful, hikahu kots v'nofal miyado la'aretz, if a thorn should poke him and cause him to drop what's in his hand on the ground, harehu shalbal habayis, this is not leket, this still belongs to the owner. That's because it did not fall as a consequence of the harvesting process. It fell because of an accident that occurred. Tocha yad, betocha magal la'aniyim. If something is in the hand or in the sickle swing, that belongs to the poor. Achar hayad va'achar hamagal, but if it's outside the hand or outside the sickle swing, la'bal habayis, that belongs to the owner of the field. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagal, what about if it's at the top of the hand or the top of the sickle? Rabbi Yishmael Omer La'aniyim, Rabbi Akiva Omer La'bal Habayis. In such a case, Rabbi Yishmael would say that it goes to the poor, but Rabbi Akiva would say it belongs to the owner of the field. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Hanosha b'shas haktzira, that which remains at the time of the harvesting. Shibalim hanoflim b'shas haktzira, these are ears that fell during the time of the harvest. Hikahu kots, if a thorn should poke him, causing him to drop what he's plucking. Kolheka de nosher machmas ones enu leket. Any time that something falls and is left behind because of such an accident, this is not considered leket. Dichsiv veleket ktzircha ein leket ela machmas ktzir. It's only leket if it's dropped or left behind because of the harvest. Toch hayad, that which is in the hand. Anoshar kai, this is going back to the first part of the Mishnah talking about that which is left behind. Klomar toch hayad v'nashir, toch hamagel v'nashir, etc. So it's talking about if it's in his hand and it's left behind, or if it's in the sickle swing and it's left behind. The hanosha mitoch hayad u'mitoch hamagel la'aniyim, that which is a consequence of the hand or the sickle, is for the poor. Aval hanosher me'achar hayad habinad nod yado u'me'achar hamagel mikoach ta'onas hamagel l'bal habayis. But something which is an after effect, it's not a direct consequence, he gets it on his backswing or something like that, that belongs to the owner. De'ein zeh b'derech k'tzira, because it wasn't knocked down in the manner of harvesting, in the manner of reaping. So only that which is actively reaped and left behind is what's left for the poor. Rosh hayad, what about the top of the hand? Kishyado male, v'yeshibolim bein roshe etzbosov, lipasyado. So he's got a handful, he's got ears sticking out between the tops of his fingers. Hanosher mehen, v'chen hanosher merosh hamagel. So we're talking about something that's left over because of that, or something in a similar case because of the sickle. Rabbi Shmuel Omer La'aniyim, Rabbi Shmuel would say that it goes for the poor. Dami l'toch hayad u'toch hamagel. He would say that this is a similar case to being in the hand or in the sickle. Rabbi Akiva Omer La'bal habayis, but Rabbi Akiva says it still belongs to the owner of the field. Dami l'achar hayad u'l'achar hamagel, because he compares it to being behind the hand or behind the sickle. V'halach Rabbi Akiva, and the law is like Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that produce knocked down in this backhanded manner does still belong to the owner of the field. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chori Hanamalim, holes made by ants, Shibatoch Hakama, which are among the standing grain, Harehain Shabal Abayis, they belong to the owner of the field. Now, we don't want the ant holes. That's not something important. It's that the ants gather produce and stockpile it in these holes. So, such produce belongs to the Balabayas. Shela achar hakotzrim, what about those that are in the field afterwards already been harvested? Ha'oyonim l'aniyim, the top ones belong to the poor, v'ha'tachtonim shel balabayis, and the bottom ones belong to the owner of the field. Again, we don't mean that the top holes and the bottom holes, we mean the top grain and the bottom grain that's been stored in these holes. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol la'aniyim shesafik leket leket. Rabbi Meir says, give it all to the poor, because something that has a doubtful status of leket should be considered leket. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Chori hanamolim, holes made by ants. Derech hanamolim, lahachnis tevua bechorehen. The nature of ants is to storehouse grain in their holes. Shebetocha kama, they're among standing grain. Ad shelo hitchil liktzur, this is before they started to reap this area. Shabalabayas, the produce in such holes belongs to the owner. She'ein la'aniyim bekama klum, because the poor people don't get a share of the standing grain. They only get a share in leket of what's been already harvested. Shela achar hakotzrim, what about such holes that are after the harvesters, after the reapers? Lachar shehischilu liktzur, chashinan shema hiviu sham hanemalim min haleket. So once they've already started to harvest an area of the field, we're concerned that maybe the ants took from the leket and brought that to their holes. Hilkak hachin ha'oyonim shebechorehem oshiboyim ha'oyonim la'aniyim. So therefore the grain or the ears that are on top in these holes, that's given to the poor. The yesham min haleket, because they could be taken from the leket. Avalchitim hatachtonim lebalabayas, but the lower layer is given to the owner of the field, the min hakamahayu, because that was probably taken from the standing grain. So how do you tell the difference? How do you know where the line is? Ve'elu min hayonim, this is what's the top, kol shehein levanim, anything that's white. Ve'elu hein hatachtonim, and this is what's the bottom, hayirokim shenotim lahashchir v'nikarim shehein yeshenim. They're turning green, they're darkening, and that's how you can tell that they're older. So you assume the older ones were from before the harvest, and the newer ones are post-harvest, and that's the difference between standing grain and leket. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol la'aniyim, but Rabbi Meir says, give it all to the poor. She'i efsher lagorin below yarkon. B'shema elu hayirokim min ha'tevua ha'chadasha shekatsru achshav she'yesh ba chelek la'aniyim. So Rabbi Meir points out, it's impossible to have gathering, the storehousing of grain. You're not able to compile it without some of it turning before the newer ones. It's not all gathered in one fell swoop, and some of it's going to darken and appear older. So it's entirely possible that even the older grain is after the harvest, in which case a portion of it would go to the poor. So just give it to the poor. Shesafik leket leket, because that which has a doubtful case of leket is treated as leket. Dichsiv ani ulager tazov, it should be left over for the poor and for the stranger. Hanach lefnehem mishalcha v'halacha k'Rabbi Meir, leave over for them from that which is yours, and the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. So we do in fact let them have whatever has been taken by ants and storehoused. That is the end of the fourth chapter of Maseches Peah. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing by beginning the fifth parak with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.